You and Martin have named this book Beyond Coincidence, which tells me there's something else out there, isn't there?
Well, you're saying that. When we started, we were extremely open-minded, and we looked into all kinds of theories. But we went to visit professors of mathematics as well, and the mathematical argument, I have to say, is a very strong one.
Martin, when people are dealing with this situation, the coincidence versus synchronicity, and I am not a true believer in coincidence. I happen to think that everything is beyond coincidence. That there's so much synchronicity out there, and we'll get into your theories on why you think it is, and what causes it. But is there a science to any of this, do you think?
Well, there's the science of probability, which is math, that given enough time, anything can happen. So a mathematician will tell you, yes, some of these patterns which we observe and which we recognize as coincidences, as synchronicity, are extraordinary. They are amazing. And a mathematician will actually work out the odds. For example, that instant which you mentioned when I walked into the hospital, and there on the table was a magazine open with an article about a headache, and I had a headache at that moment because I banged my head. I felt that was extraordinary. And when coincidences happen to you, it's like a cosmic yes. The whole of the universe seems to be saying yes. And suddenly you are the focus of the universe, or you feel as though you are, and it's a fantastic feeling. It buoys us up. It gives us a great optimism. But I told that story to a professor of mathematics, and he said, probably one in a million odds of that happening. He said, but break that down. He said, in any day, let's say maybe 1,000 things happen to you. You know, you see 1,000 people or walk through so many doors, if you could call them things, 1,000 things happen to you in a day. He said, within about 3 years, that's 1,000,000 things happening to you. So you can expect a pretty fantastic coincidence like that once every 3 years.
Once every 3 years. Your co-author, Brian King, he's an award-winning pioneer of radio fly-on-the-wall documentaries, a producer of hundreds of programs for BBC Radio 4, including the long-running series On the Ropes, and also, coincidentally, I'll put that in quotes, a series about coincidence presented by Martin Plimmer. He's live in London as well. Brian, how are you?
I'm very well now. I had a few problems with our telephone this morning, but I'm pleased to be with you now.
I think it's a worldwide situation tonight. In our, before I even had you and Martin on, we had all our phones go out, believe it or not. So,
it's some horrible coincidence.
Solar flares, maybe, huh?
That could be. There's got to be some sort of scientific reason for it, I'm sure.
Brian, tell me a little bit about how you and Martin teamed up and got into this Beyond Coincidence.
Well, actually, Martin and I go back a long way. We were at college together too many years ago to remember, and began working together on various radio projects some 5 or 6 years back. And we were searching around, as one does, for ideas for radio programs, say where this whole thing began. And, you know, we were talking about coincidences, and Martin, I came on the line, I think Martin was telling you the extraordinary story about his headache and the article that he stumbled across in the X-ray department.
Right.
And he was talking about that, and it suddenly, you know, we thought this is a good subject for a radio program. And the more we thought about it, the more we looked into it, the more interesting it seemed. And everyone we talked to was fascinated. Everybody wanted to tell us stories. So we, in the way that we do in our business, put it to our masters and asked whether they would be interested in a program on that subject, and they said yes. And we made what turned out to be a very, I think, successful series of 5 programs about different aspects of coincidence. And then, by another happy coincidence, some publishers listened to the radio program and like a lot of people, were fascinated by it and came to us and said, would we like to write a book on the subject? Of course we wanted to write a book. And the result is our book Beyond Coincidence.
Well, you are absolutely right. You and Martin have touched on a nerve, I think, of people who have this occur almost every day in some form or fashion. We'll talk about some of the stories a little bit later on. Have you, Brian, and then I'll ask Martin, have you come up with your own theory on just what the heck might be going on here?
Well, I think, apologies if I repeat anything Martin's already said, but I think for both of us, it tends to come down to two theories. One which is driven by our head, and the other which is driven by our heart. And our head, I suppose, tells us, we tend to go down the scientific line that says, as Martin was just saying, that, you know, anything that can happen will happen. It's the old, you know, the old idea that an infinite number of monkeys left typing on an infinite number of typewriters for an infinite amount of time would eventually reproduce the works of Shakespeare. If you suddenly wandered into into a zoo and found monkeys typing on typewriters and they type the works of Shakespeare, you would think that was something which was beyond coincidence. But the mathematician would tell you, no, it's just happened. And however extraordinary it is, it's happened. So our head sort of tells us that that's the way to go. But then our heart tells us something else, and particularly when the coincidence happens to us. Has Martin already told you the two Laura Buxton story?
No, not yet. We haven't gotten into that.
Well, I mean, this is a story which I suppose is one of the ones that inspired both our radio series and the book, and is one that sort of, in a way, defies that mathematical view and makes you start to believe that there is something else going on. The story of the Laura Buxtons is that a 10-year-old girl called Laura Buxton went to a party at her grandfather's house in a town in northern England, in Staffordshire, and she released a helium balloon. She tied a luggage label to it with her name and address and age on it, and released it out into the clear blue sky. And it floated for 140 miles before coming to land in another town in the garden of another little girl, age 10, called Laura Buxton. Two 10-year-old Laura Buxtons connected over 140 miles by a helium balloon.
Go figure.
And, you know, we just thought that was just so extraordinary, so perfect, so beautiful in a way, so poetic.
Sure.
That you know, while a fussy old mathematician, I'm sure, would say, well, here are the odds, and here's how many different directions a balloon can go in, and how many different directions the wind can blow in, and how many different people called Laura Buxton there might be, and how many of them might be age 10, and they could work it out, and it's probably 20 million to one or something. But somehow, despite what I've been saying about how much our minds tend to go down that mathematical line, somehow the story of the Laura Buxtons and many, many other stories we've written about in the book somehow seem to defy that logic and sort of say, no, this has got to be something else.